Corso di inglese integrato 20 ore Digital Edition. Copyright Casiraghi Jones Publishing SRL, Milano.
Side 2. Grammatical section. The verb to do as an auxiliary. Part 2. We have seen to do used for the interrogative and negative forms of principal verbs in the present and past indicative tenses. The construction of the interrogative and negative forms of the past indicative tense are the same as for the present indicative. In the past tense, however, all persons of all verbs, except to be, are the same. The past tense of to do is I did, you did, he did, she did, it did, we did, you did, they did. As in the present tense, it is the auxiliary that changes in the interrogative and negative forms, according to the tense of the verb. The principal verb remains infinitive, but without to. The following examples will make this clear. Present tense. Mary kisses her mother when she says good night. Interrogative. Does Mary kiss her mother when she says good night? Negative. Mary does not kiss her mother when she says good night. Interrogative negative. Does not Mary kiss her mother when she says good night? Past tense. Mary kissed her mother when she said good night. Interrogative. Did Mary kiss her mother when she said good night? Negative. Mary did not kiss her mother when she said good night. Interrogative negative. Did not Mary kiss her mother when she said good night? In the first example, the verb to kiss uses do, present tense, while in the second, it uses did, past tense. In both cases, the verb to kiss is expressed in the infinitive without to. He does not study at home. Did he not come to see you? Did not your friend write to you this week? When the contracted form of the interrogative negative is used, the not is joined to the auxiliary do. This is exactly what happens with to have and to be in the same forms. Examples. 1. Did he not come to see you? Didn't he come to see you? 2. Have they not read that book? Haven't they read that book? 3. Are you not going to the cinema now? Aren't you going to the cinema now? When the subject is a noun instead of a pronoun, it is placed after not in the long form. Examples. 1. Did not John give you two books for me? 2. Does not Mary know the answer? 3. Did not the boys play football yesterday? The irregular verb. The form of the paradigm, present infinitive, past definite, past participle, of regular verbs is simple, as we have seen. It is enough to know the verb is regular. Irregular verbs are irregular in their paradigm. The past tense or the past participle, or both, does not end in ed. We must, therefore, know the complete paradigm by heart. Here are some examples. To read, I read, read. To go, I went, gone. To know, I knew, known. To be, I was, been. To have, I had, had. To eat, I ate, eaten. To drink, I drank, drunk. To come, I came, come. To do, I did, done. To write, I wrote, written. If a verb is regular, it is enough to know the infinitive, and that it is regular. But if a verb is irregular, it cannot be completely conjugated unless the paradigm is known. You must, therefore, learn the paradigm of all common irregular verbs by listening carefully to these lessons and taking note from time to time of new verbs you meet. Like the past tense of regular verbs, the irregular verb is the same in all persons, and the past participle remains unchanged always.